Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alamin ve salatu vesselam ala eşrefil enbiya'i vel murselin. Muhammedur Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem teslimen kesiren kesire. Fema ba'du, my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of adab being the fundamental thing in Islam and being the fundamental requirement for the acquisition of religious knowledge. Let me talk to you about the importance of humility, of being humble, because that is the secret to attracting both useful knowledge and people who can give you that useful knowledge. You know, as they say, water only flows downhill. Water does not flow uphill. So if you are standing on top of the hill, you will be thirsty all your life. You will never get anything to drink. But if you are at the bottom of the hill, then all the water naturally has to flow to you. So the humble person is like a hole in the ground. A humble person is like a well where all the rain eventually ends up, because that is the lowest point in the ground, and it attracts to itself all that is flowing. The knowledge of Islam is like a beautiful flowing river. And like all rivers, it flows downwards towards that which is at a lower level. So place yourself there. Place yourself there. This means that we should run away from all titles, from all honorifics, from all, people on all flattery. There is a big difference between genuine appreciation and flattery. Genuine appreciation is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. And it is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that unless you appreciate others, you have not appreciated Allah. He said, the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. So thanking somebody, or if somebody thanks you for what you have done, or genuinely appreciates you, then alhamdulillah, they are doing their religious duty, they are doing what they should do, and you are doing what you should do. And if you are not thanking people, and if you are not appreciating what people do, genuine appreciation, if you are not giving it, then you are at fault. But there is a difference between genuine appreciation and flattery. Flattery is lies. Flattery is to say more than what the reality is. For example, if you learn from somebody and you thank them and you say, you taught me this thing, which is really a thing which changed my life, which was so valuable for me. Thank you very much. That is appreciation. But if you say, oh my God, subhanAllah, you are the biggest alim in the world. You are you are only next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you had been in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would have been one of the biggest of the Sahaba, or some. I've actually heard stuff like this. Now this is Bahrul Urum. You are a sea of knowledge. You are an ocean of knowledge. Now all of these are words of flattery, and these are basically lies. Nobody is like that, and to call somebody these things is lies. So if people are praising you like this, right? I'm not saying people may be calling you, Bahar Ulum, but even if they're praising you beyond what you know yourself to be, and you're feeling happy about that, then beware, because that means that there is a tendency in the heart for humility to go, and what replaces humility is arrogance. I am the sheikh. I am the teacher, I am the ustad, I am the imam, I am the owner of this place. People must stand up when I come, people must keep quiet if I am talking. All of these kinds of attitudes, people must not refer to me by name. They must call me Sheikh Fulan bin Fulan, Maulana Fulan bin Fulan, Mufti Fulan bin Fulan. All of these things are danger signals. All of these things are signs of the worst of the fatal illnesses of the spirit, which is arrogance. Everything else is curable. Arrogance takes you to Jahannam. So beware of arrogance. Humility and humbleness is the foundation of adab. Imagine somebody like Ibrahim Adhem Rahmatullah Ali, when he went to his sheikh and his sheikh made him stay in the stable of the horse for 12 years, Ibrahim Adhem didn't complain. Ibrahim Adhem Rahmatullah Ali didn't walk away. He didn't say, you know, what kind of sheikh is this? He has no appreciation. He doesn't know how to treat a guest. He doesn't know how to treat people. No. Ibrahim Adhem knew that this sheikh is teaching me an extremely valuable lesson, which is the lesson of humility. And since I am a king, then my ailment of arrogance is worse than anybody else's. There are two kinds of people in the world who are most prone to arrogance and whose and for whom the trap of arrogance is set by shaitan every single time and usually very successfully. One is the ulama, the other one is the umara, the scholars and the rulers. Now, ruler doesn't necessarily mean the, you know, king of the country. It can be anybody with authority. So anyone with authority, and I have seen some people with, you know, with practically no authority. I mean, their authority itself was so small that it was ridiculous. But they felt it was very big. Because you have, you know, maybe one servant who works in your house, or because you are wealthy in your, you know, by yourself. And then you start acting as if you are the king of the world. Now, these are signs, these are fatal signs. These are signs of a fatal illness of arrogance. So, beware of that. Humility is the foundation and absolute fundamental of adab. And therefore, that is something that I want to say to you. Now, this humility must be expressed in our speech, in our actions, in our demeanor. And understand this very, very clearly, because the other side of this is also there, which is that people think they are being humble, where they say things like, oh, but you know, I'm less than the dust on your feet. I'm, you know, things like this, you know, khaksar or main to aapke joote ki dhool ke barabar bhi nahi hu, you know, I'm not even equal to the dust on your shoes. And now, these are also signs, actually, not of humility, but first of all, again, it is lying. It's the other side of flattery. It's flattery is one side, the other one is this. So it is again lying. And secondly, these are also signs of arrogance in a way, because people who say these things, Allah knows best, but maybe in their heart is this desire that the other person will say, no, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, how can you say that about yourself? MashaAllah, you are so this one, and so on. And you are bigger than the trees and you are, you know, deeper than the oceans. Now, all of this stuff, you are saying this, I am the dust on your feet, because you want to hear that sort of stuff from those people. My brothers and sisters, Islam is a religion which teaches us to be real. And what is the meaning of being real? Being real means, alhamdulillah, be aware of your strengths and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Be aware of your weaknesses and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for showing you those weaknesses and start working on those weaknesses. Work on the strengths to leverage the strengths, to make the maximum of those strengths, to use those strengths for your benefit, and work on your weaknesses to try to overcome them to the best of your ability. This is Islam. This is Islam because this is real. This is, we know where we are, right? I know I'm not the king of the world. I know I'm not the greatest alim in the world. And I also know that I'm not a complete jahil. I know that I'm not a donkey. Alhamdulillah, I have some knowledge. I try to use it to the best of my ability. I try to use it to help other people. This is where I am. I'm neither on this extreme nor that extreme. This is real. This is being real, right? So don't pretend not to have something, and don't pretend to have something. All these pretensions, in the extreme form, they lead to arrogance and therefore the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even if they are not in the extreme form, these are all negative things. Stay far away from them. Be real, be focused on yourself, and be focused on your own development. And own development will happen only when we are conscious of that. As I began this by saying, be that well, be the person standing at the bottom of the hill. Because all this goodness of knowledge, the rain of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, falls on the earth and then flows down the slope to the lowest point. And if you are in that lowest point, you get the benefit of all that. I ask Allah to make us among those who are humble, who are sincere, who are truthful, who are genuine, not people who are false in one way or the other. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ